What is Toyota affordability? It's buying smart. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has great deals available on some of the most reliable trucks on the market, like the off-road ready Tacoma, rugged full-size Tundra, and the legendary 4Runner, each with the space, tech, and features to handle it all, from the worksite to the trails. It means driving for less with efficient hybrid options available, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, meaning bigger savings at the pump without sacrificing power. And it means trading for more. The Tacoma and Tundra are ranked number one and number two in resale value over all vehicles, according to Kelley Blue Book, which can mean thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
With the 25th pick in the 2026 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Dylan Thienemann, defensive back, Oregon.
And now it's time for Gabe Ramirez on 104.3 The Score.
What's going on, everybody? Gabe Ramirez here, 104.3 The Score. And yes, your brand new starting safety alongside Kobe Bryant is none other than Oregon safety Dylan Thienemann, who the Bears drafted with the number 25 overall pick. 6 foot, 201 pounds. They call him White Lightning is what I've been hearing everywhere. And I feel like he's there. He's there for it. Grant Leader producing today. We're going to be hanging out with you guys till 5 o'clock in the morning. Sheesh. It always sounds weird when I say that out loud. But he has done you a favor. So kindly opened up the phone lines because he knows I like to take my first phone call of the day. So if you're out in the streets, you're riding around the city, maybe you're at a draft party, maybe you're hanging out with the fellas and you guys are going crazy when the Bears drafted Dylan Thienemann, I want to know your reactions. I need to know how you're feeling. The homies are here. The phone lines are open. I'm ready to chat a little bit. 312-644-6767. Again, 312-644-6767. Looking for that first phone call of the day. And really just ready to chat. Chat about a guy who, you know, if you were covering or following the draft, right, whether you're looking at mock drafts or you yourself had your own idea of what position, right, even if you were just going position. If you follow what Ryan Poles had said going into this along with Jeff King, they were going to take best player available. And they weren't necessary. Like what they said was they were going to take best player available. And if it was a position of need, it would have an extra tag on it. That's what they said. So they'd have two tags on players where the need was there. And so when you get to 25, actually, by the time you got to pick 16, to be very frank, that's when I felt like you kind of could see the cards playing out where the Bears ended up with Dylan Thienemann. because you started seeing guys, when there are shockers in the first round, like Ty Simpson going early. And by first round, I mean before the Bears. Caden Proctor went earlier than most expected. The offensive lineman out of Alabama went 12. And again, Ty Simpson going to the Rams, what that did was push everybody down, right? And you started to see the talent sort of pile up after that pick. So once Tampa went Reuben Bain Jr. and the Jets went Kenyon Sadiq, which great pick for them. He's going to be a difference maker. But once that happened, then all of a sudden you were like, oh, damn. The Bears probably are going to get Dillon Thienemann because who else is taking a starting safety in the next 10 picks? That was the assumption. Now, a guy who didn't get drafted yet, who was someone who could have, who was linked to the Bears, and I mean, clearly the Bears felt that T.J. Parker from Clemson was inferior to Dillon Thienemann. And I mean, again, you talk about position of need. You know, Ryan Poles talks a lot about, you know, Austin Booker, the depth that they have at the other defensive end position. So clearly, you know, they felt better about those guys than they did about a Cam Lewis starting alongside Kobe Bryant. So again, your guy, the guy who's here for you, Dillon Thienemann, 6'1", 201 pounds, 306 career tackles, split up between a few colleges that he went to, 8 interceptions, 14 pass breakups, 2 forced fumbles, again, Purdue, Oregon. And when you're looking at this, it's just, man, it kind of feels dirty that the Bears were able to get somebody like this. The fact that you were able to, you could look at your, and I told people, because people are like, oh, who are they going to, are they going to get a free agent there? And I said, no, you know, when you look at the Bears and the last season with Kevin Byard and Jaquan Brisker was still on the rookie contract, making like a $1 million a year. Kevin Byard obviously was getting paid as he should have. But when they paid Kobe Bryant, I thought to myself, well, yeah, there has to be, just from a business standpoint, there has to be some sort of compensation on the other side to offset the Kobe Bryant dollars. And that's what you get, you know, with Dillon Thienemann. So the Bears go defense to 25. And they did it with one of the most athletic safeties in the draft. If you go on Twitter or anywhere and you're going to see his 40 time paired up against A.J. Brown and Justin Jefferson, they got them all running together. And then they show White Lightning just scurrying past off. And great form, by the way, too. Just super great form.
Is that going to be his nickname in Chicago, White Lightning?
I mean, who's not going to call him that when he comes out and is filling up the holes? And, you know,
as long as they don't call him Chris Conte.
No one's going to call his ass that, or else he'll be out of here quickly. It's a fascinating pick because it's not just the traits, right? It's not just you want somebody to be there that's going to be productive. It seems like it's a little bit of both, because with Thienemann, you know, being 6'1", 200 pounds, being super fast, again, ran the 4.35 40, had a 41-inch vertical. I sound like Clay Harbor right now. And, you know, he's someone that really, his freshman year at Purdue is when most people really, like, started paying attention to him. 106 tackles, had 6 interceptions. And then, you know, for the Bears, what you're thinking about, what is the appeal of Dillon Thienemann, right? Well, it's, first of all, it's the versatility. He can play both safety positions, and then people have mentioned that he could slot into the nickel, which is important. If Kyler Gordon is injury prone as he has been over the last couple of seasons, then you need someone there that you don't want to go out and get another C.J. Gardner-Johnson, who did well, by the way, but you don't want to have to bank on something like that. So you get a guy who can supply him there at the nickel position, plays both safety positions. You know he's fast, has range, and he's a ball hawk more so than anything else. He can play deep for you. He can rotate. Just whatever you might need to kind of, if you're thinking about Dennis Allen's defense, right, it was predicated a lot, especially in later downs, on disguising the defense, right? And so you need someone who can kind of play a little bit of everything. And so I think when you're thinking about the bigger question, right? It is role. You know, you take safety in the first round, and sometimes people are going to want to start a debate about it, right? Especially with the need at defensive end. But if Thienemann becomes a day one starter, which he will be, and he's the movable piece that Dennis Allen wants, then this pick's going to change the way that Chicago not only plays coverage, but what this defense, you know, will look like. You heard some people saying that, you know, this is a guy for the next 7 to 10 seasons. That sounds insane. I mean, you get excited, extremely excited over things like this. Now, if certain offensive linemen would have, you know, came all the way down there, then I could have understood that. I thought the Bears might have taken a cornerback at 25 if you would have had a top guy there, but that wasn't the case. And clearly they didn't think highly of, you know, the only defensive tackle, or excuse me, one of the few defensive tackles drafted in the first round, Peter Woods. But, you know, surrounding him, Kedrick Falk from Auburn was there as well. Day two, there's going to be a lot of people. And so we're taking that call, those phone calls as well. Again, Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you here on 104.3 The Score. Phone lines are open, ready to discuss your new guy. I wonder what jersey number he's going to wear. There's going to be a lot of Thienemans. Oh, you have an idea? Grant, what's up?
I think he's going to wear number one.
Number one?
Maybe.
What was he, number 30 in college or something like that? I think it was.
Yeah.
Go check that out. Okay. Number one, ballsy. I mean, just don't wear number 47, like you were saying, right, Chris Conte?
Yeah, yeah. Don't wear that.
Don't wear
that. Which is just a weird assumption, just because, you know, that. I'm not going to say it on the radio, but, like, why they're comparing him to Chris Conte.
Yeah, I mean, you can say it.
He's white. He's white safety.
You can say it because you're white, so it's cool. You know what I'm saying?
So it's a problem if you say it?
I think it's part of the joke, right? When people say it, I can say it because I'm a particular. Yeah, you know
yeah,
what
yeah.
I'm talking about. Yeah, that's
gotcha.
What I'm saying.
Okay, cool.
So again, 25th pick in the draft. You got him there. Bears still have number 57, number 60 happening in day two. And of course, Odyssey Sports draft coverage presented nationally by Bet365, where winning is everything. Download the Bet365 app and lock in your picks before the game begins. Must be 21 or over. If you got a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in select states only. Draft coverage is also presented nationally by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Only pay for what you need. So, I mean, I'm trying to think, because you still have McNeil Warren out there, who clearly no one felt strongly enough to take in the first round. You saw the Seahawks take Jadarian Price. Obviously, they move on from Kenneth Walker, and they needed someone there to supplant him. So you get that. A lot of moves in the first round. Las Vegas Raiders, of course, taking Fernando Mendoza, as most people expected. David Bailey going number two. I think the biggest shot came in number three with Jeremiah Love. Most people felt he'd be a top 10 guy. He just didn't. He was linked to several teams. Commanders at seven, I saw that. Kansas City Chiefs at nine before they traded up to get their cornerback of the future. And so Jeremiah Love going three to the Cardinals says a lot about their new front office, what direction they want to go in after moving on from Kyler Murray. Just interesting stuff right there. You saw Jordan Tyson go number eight. To me, he's going to be a meme by tomorrow. With the spit that was coming out of his mouth when the boy was crying, that was heavy for me. I couldn't understand that. And then he couldn't stop crying. I joked with my, unfortunately bothering my wife during this draft. And I was like, babe, this guy looks like he won a contest. Like Jordan Tyson came up, shook Roger Goodell's hand. He had, you know, didn't have a suit on. He had like a bomber jacket with a white shirt and a tie. And he's like crying and he can't seem to get himself together. And I'm like, this dude looks like he's a kid that won a contest to go on stage to like announce the pick. He does not look like a bona fide wide receiver, but they're chasing it out in New Orleans. You saw a couple of other picks that were surprising. Again, the Miami Dolphins taking Caden Proctor. If you talk to, some of the former Bears players that were commenting on the offensive line of the Chicago Bears, they were concerned about a guy like Caden Proctor. Inability to maybe to pull and to get outside, and that's something that the Bears offense is predicated on, but he ended up going number 12 to Miami. Ty Simpson, the big shock. If you want some interesting stuff to watch on social media, go see the GM talking about Ty Simpson and getting him at 13, and watch Sean McVay squeam in his chair as he's talking about what is going to be the quarterback of the future for the Rams. Let's go. We are taking phone calls, though. 312-644-6767. If you're riding around, we're trying to get your thoughts on the brand new member of your Chicago Bears, Dylan Thienemann, out of the University of Oregon. Let's go to Azaria out in Phoenix, Arizona, listening on the Odyssey app. Azaria, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. You hear me?
Yeah, got you loud and clear, brother.
Okay. I want to say I completely understand the pick, and I understand that every year Ryan Poles goes in with the same mentality, the best pick available. My only concern is this, is last season the Bears' run defense wasn't great, their pass defense wasn't great, their pass rush wasn't great. They had to rely on being the most opportunistic team with the most turnovers in the league. And you cannot expect them to do the same this year when they with the players they lost on defense, with Wright, Bayard, Brisker, Edmonds, those guys combined for 19 interceptions, 4 forced fumbles, 4 fumble recoveries, 5 sacks. C.J. Gardner-Johnson also. C.J. Gardner-Johnson, he wins wherever he goes. If you look at his career record, it's incredible. The guy is like the luckiest player to have on the team, and the Bears, I think, were 7-3 after they traded for him, or after they signed him, I should say. So here's my concern. I would have liked to see them to trade down. They might have still gotten the same safety, and they would have been able to maybe get a better pick in the second round to ensure they get one of the better defensive ends that are available. If not now, they have to wait in 24 picks. It's a risk. So they have to handle pass rush somehow. If not, I don't know if the Bears are going to repeat winning the division. I'm just saying, I don't think their defense can handle having to be able to get the turnovers again this season. Just being realistic.
It's a great point. And I think if you're a head coach, if you're a defensive coordinator, if you're the general manager of the Chicago Bears, you obviously are going into next season with the mindset that you're not going to be able to duplicate your turnover success. So you have to find other areas, other margins that you can go into to try to create, you know, turnover on downs, essentially, right? A punt is going to be the equivalent of a turnover, right? Field position, barring field position, getting the ball back without anything happening to you negatively is ultimately the goal. And I think the Bears, when you're talking about, you're right, I think the number one thing you said, Azari, was they did get beat over the top with guys like C.J. Gardner-Johnson, right? They did get beat in the running game, which seemed like in the beginning of the season they were a turnstile. So there's different levels that you have to address. But without a doubt, safety has to be one of them, right? When you're thinking about immediate plug-and-play positions, and I think that's what Ryan Poles and Jeff King were really adamant about in their press conference before the draft, was identifying players that could be not only best available, but also day one starters. So I think they were thinking of that. And then, Azari, you've heard it. What are the deepest positions in this draft? I'm sure you seem like a guy that's done some research.
No question. Defensive end, but the thing is, is that they're saying defensive end and wide receiver, I think, were the two deepest mm-hmm. positions in the draft. There's 24 teams that are drafting before the Bears tomorrow. I would hate for the Bears to waste that DJ Moore, you know, draft pick to trade up. Do you know what I'm saying?
Like, I see what you're saying.
Like they did 2 years ago. What happens, and I like Ryan Poles more than most, I really do, but he seems to blow off certain positions. He blew off offensive line for years. Last year, they addressed it before the season, and last season it was clearly improved. He's done nothing to improve the pass rush in free agency. And so it's a huge risk. And so with the defensive ends that are available, there's teams that are going to – there's going to be a run in defensive ends.
Oh, yeah.
In the second round, for sure. Just like last year, the Bears missed out on Judkins and Henderson. They thought one of those guys would be available in the second round. They got lucky with Menungai. Maybe the Bears will be lucky. Whoever they get at defensive end who falls to them, they might find someone that fills the gap. Or maybe Austin Booker is a 10-plus sack player. It's just
that's the hope.
To continue to develop.
That's the hope, Azaria, right? I mean, you saw it in preseason last year. He was wreaking havoc on opposing quarterbacks and opposing tight ends and tackles because he was playing so well. Then he got hurt, which was unfortunate. And I think that, and I talked about that a second ago, where Ryan Poles obviously felt that way, right? When talking about who his guys are, whether it's Daniel Hardy, whether it's Dayo Odegbo, Austin Booker. I mean, guys that he still feels like he has, you know, confidence in that can get the job done. And, you know, let's not forget, we're talking about a Ryan Poles that kept Valus Jones Jr. a little too long, right? There's still, he still has a little bit of that in him where, you know, he feels good about his guys that he brought in. And, you know, he did pay Dayo a lot of money. So, you know, I want to be very clear, Zarya. I was part of that train from the very beginning and thinking at 25, if your true inclination is to go best player available, then there's going to be a handful of guys there at 25 that you still feel good about. And I was saying if anybody, and I thought that somebody would want to trade back into the first round to get Ty Simpson. But the assumption was that he'd be available at 25, you know, for something like that, for that trade down to gather more assets. Mm-hmm. But I 100% am with you with, I do not want them to use those picks as trade bait in order to move up to get someone. I think you can find more bodies at 57 and 60 that can contribute to a team in the short term, you know, than trading up to get one that you're hoping for in that situation.
I agree. Yeah. I mean, I'm hearing you. I'm really hoping it works out. My only other concern as far as position wise is cornerback. Stevenson's in a contract season. Jalen Johnson and Gordon were injured last season. And besides them, Zay Frazier or Za Frazier might work out. We don't know. Terrell Smith's coming off an injury. It's a big question mark.
Of course it is.
Secondary is
huge. Well, I do a show, Zarya, called the Chicago Lead on Chicago Sports Network. And, you know, when asked about it, I said, you know, first three picks, I want them to take a cornerback. And for the reasons that you just mentioned, you have Tyreek Stevenson on the contract year who, you know, if he plays well enough, you might not be able to sign because you already gave a bunch of money to Jalen Johnson. And you're probably not going to do the same on the other side with Tyreek Stevenson because there's not enough of a body of work there to justify the dollars you'd have to give him. You mentioned Zay Frazier for sure. Obviously out with personal reasons all last year, comes back. We're just not necessarily sure what you're going to get. Terrell Smith, you feel good about him. But again, when you're talking about a high-level individual, they needed Nashon Wright last year. Needed him, right? To your point about the turnovers and the guy that can play in particular roles. So for me, getting a top-tier cornerback would be, oh my gosh, amazing for this team. Because then, you know, even I want defensive end. But if we're going to say that, you know, the guys that you have there are going to be serviceable or you feel confident in those three individuals, Dayo, Austin Booker, and Daniel Hardy, then, yeah, cornerback is going to be somewhere where you're going to have to spend some draft capital in the second round. I hope that. What do you think about offensive tackle? You haven't mentioned anything about that, Azaria.
I think that mostly when I read as far as comments, people's opinion about Braxton Jones, I think it's more negative than deserved. He was coming off an injury last year. I think that he's obviously not at the same level of Ozzy. I think Benedict played fairly well when he started. I think with Benedict and Braxton Jones, they're fine. The only question and concern is Trapillo might never come back and be the same. And if that's the case, I don't think Jedrick Willis is starting left tackle. So they probably, you're right, they probably have to draft a tackle unless somehow they could salvage the season with Benedict in Braxton Jones, and if Ozzie comes back somehow next season and is able to contribute for the season, it's taking, you know, they're fine for the season, but long term, if Ozzie Trapillo is not the long term answer, they got to draft someone next season if they're not able to get it. And you know, listen, they have a lot of needs. That's the truth. They have a lot of needs, and that's why I thought trade down with this pick 25, trade down and make sure that you get positions of need. I do not believe that drafting best position available is wise when there's definite positions of need. And I really believe, I can't imagine that they don't realize it, that they don't realize they need help at these positions. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand completely what you're saying, man. And I appreciate the phone call. And I love my guys when they call in with hard facts and ready to go ahead and give their statements. And somebody else that'll jump on the show with some hard facts is a guy that was at Hallis Hall all the way till 12 o'clock. Of course, I'm talking about none other than Chris Emma. What does he think about the Bears' 25th pick in Dylan Thienemann? We get to talk to him and your phone calls on the other side. Again, 312-644-6767. Chris Emma, coming up next to talk about your Bears and their 2026 NFL draft. Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you here on 104.3 The Score. We'll be back after.
What is Toyota affordability? It's buying smart. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has great deals available on some of the most reliable trucks on the market, like the off-road ready Tacoma, rugged full-size Tundra, and the legendary 4Runner, each with the space, tech, and features to handle it all, from the worksite to the trails. It means driving for less, with efficient hybrid options available, extending your overall driving range, and delivering great MPGs, meaning bigger savings at the pump without sacrificing power. And it means trading for more. The Tacoma and Tundra are ranked number one and number two in resale value over all vehicles according to Kelley Blue Book, which can mean thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
It is.
Let's get back to more Gabe Ramirez on 104.3 The Score.
Take it to Pena. Aller, sideline. Oh, it's picked! Dylan Thiedemann calls game. That's a walk-off whiteout winner for the Ducks.
Shout out to NBC for that one. Dylan Thiedemann getting a big pick against Penn State. Oh, to secure things up. And hopefully we'll get a lot more highlights of him getting interceptions for the Chicago Bears. But to talk more about the latest addition, the latest draft pick for the Chicago Bears, we get to bring in 670 The Score Bears insider Chris Emma. Chris, are you ready to hit the sack right now, or are you just too hyped up over this pick right now?
What's up, buddy? How are we doing? Yeah, day one is in the books, and turn the page quickly to tomorrow. You got some players available here as you look to rounds two and three. So, yeah, get some rest, and I'll be ready to go for tomorrow.
What was your immediate reaction to the Bears taking Dylan Thienemann. And were you anticipating it as you saw the picks kind of play out once they got to like number 16?
Yeah, and like frankly, I had him as one of my five to watch going into pick 25, but I just didn't think he'd be available. And the Bears really didn't seem to think he'd be available either. And as they saw things play out, the Vikings were the team there, pick number 18, that the Bears thought it's there or he's going to be available. And they thought he might be going to Minnesota. That was not the case. And the Bears got their wish. This is a player who is a playmaker for this defense. And Ryan Poole said it, like their goal for this draft was to get a player at a position of need who also is just the best player available. They had two other guys, he said, who were close to Thienemann in terms of grading and projections. They looked to the potential of trading down, but Thienemann's the guy, and they feel really good about it.
In today's NFL, Chris, you look at the safety position. You know, you see other teams, even the Bears, you know, think back to Eddie Jackson, you know, Jaquan Brisker for that matter, that can be had in the later rounds. Are you comfortable? I know you said he was one of your top five guys, but so you're extremely comfortable with taking that safety right there at 25?
Without a doubt, yeah. I mean, look, this is a really talented player. When you talk about 4.35 speed that shows up on tape, like, it's one thing to be that fast. It's another thing to play that fast. He plays that fast. He plays with instincts. He gets to the football. That pick, which we just heard the call, the final play against Penn State, that's an instincts play where he's read that thing in coverage. This is a guy who takes pride in playing all over a secondary, all over a defense, really, and to be able to make those plays. And you get a chance to talk to him. You hear kind of the why behind that, his ability to study both what other assignments he needs to do within a defense, but also what an offense is going to do. A guy who's got really high instincts, high football IQ. Ryan Poole's raved about the football character. So you put all the talent combined with the work ethic and everything else you get of this kid. He checks all the boxes, as the Bears said. I love that pick at 25.
When we're thinking about the future of the Bears, right, what do you think would make this pick a success? If he's simply just a day one starter, or does he need to be something, you know, larger, like a Pro Bowler or something along those lines?
I mean, I think he's got Pro Bowl potential. I think that would certainly define success in this case. Yeah, he's going to be a day one starter. And the Bears kind of talked about he was going to come in and compete this and that. He's a day one starter. Like, you take this kid at 25 right over other impact needs because he's a day one starter, and you know it. I think they love the way that he lines up alongside Kobe Bryant. Bryant's 26. Thienemann's 21. You've got those guys under contract for several years, certainly. You've got a tandem. You've got the back end of your secondary secure, the back end of your defense secured. So I think they're really excited to see how those two can play off each other in coverage. And with Thienemann in this case, I mean, this guy can really play up in the box and be an aggressive presence there, too. He racked up tackles. He racked up PBUs. He racked up tons of things in the box score that you see over the course of his 3 years at the college level. So you love what this kid brings to the table. Yeah, if you want to define it, sure. I think you put Pro Bowl expectations on this kid in the long run. But right out of the gate from year one, you think he could be an impact guy and somebody who really helps transform this defense.
It almost seems too good to be true to a certain degree, right, Chris? Where you're looking at the needs of the Chicago Bears and Dylan Thienemann, a top-tier safety, is sitting there at 25. And, you know, Ryan Poles, when you're thinking about his first round draft picks over the last couple of seasons, granted, Colston Loveland had to, no one was expecting, or not many people were expecting that one. But everything else has kind of been there for him, right? You kind of knew he wanted Caleb Williams. He traded away the 9 to get 10 so that he can take Darnell Wright. You knew he was going offensive tackle there. Romo Dunze, you knew he was smitten over him. But this is one where, you know, again, it kind of falls into your lap. I don't think it can get much better for Ryan Poles in the first round when you're taking your first defensive player, you know, for the first time in the first round.
Without a doubt, yeah, things have lined up, and the pieces you mentioned too. I mean, you're talking about Caleb number one, Romo Dunze number 9, Darnell Wright number 10 after a trade down. You've had instances, Wilson Love number 10, like those are guys in the top 10, guys you're hoping to get. So some of those impact guys right at the top. But picking 25 is new territory for Ryan Poles and new certainly for this team. The Bears hadn't picked that low in 15 years since their last playoff win. I think they were really excited about how things fell. I never bought the idea of them trading up with limited draft capital and limited resources because the board was going to fall their way. And Ryan Poles even said that their trade intention was looking to trade down and move out from 25 a little bit lower in the first round, I believe, because they had three guys in a cluster close enough to each other. We don't know who those other two players were, but you can presume pass rusher, D tackle, perhaps somewhere in that mix. They were going to get an impact player in that spot. They'd have been graded higher than these guys, and you make these decisions over the course of months and weeks leading up to the draft. Everything is airtight, and Thiedemann's ahead of whoever may have been the second on their board. You feel really comfortable making that pick. So they're really excited about this. You get that sense. This could really impress them in the interview, certainly at the combine, and more than anything on tape.
We're talking to Chris Emma here on 104.3 The Score. Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you. Now, Chris, there was names, like you mentioned, still out there that are still on the draft board. A guy like a TJ Parker, you know, I'm sure you had a couple of names, part of your five that might still be available. Who's left on your top five? And you know, 57 is still ways away, you know, to be waiting for a guy like TJ Parker.
Yeah, Keaton McDonald's the guy I've had my eye on. I mocked him to the Bears in part because I didn't think Keaton was going to be available. I had him as a five to watch, but I thought he was going to be gone by 25. It's interesting, Gabe, kind of mocking out scenarios for 25 as opposed to 10 or 9 of what we've done the last several years. Like, you're kind of saying, well, who's going to be the best guy available in this case? And Thiedemann made a ton of sense, but now you look at day two. Ryan Poles has a cot in his office, and he sleeps there after day one of the draft, going into day two, and they're sitting there just staring at the board late into the night, still at Hallis Hall as they are right now. But he's like, look, I'm going to sleep well going into tomorrow because they really like the way things line up. And you can go 10 to 15 deep in terms of guys that they could really covet. And I'd say the majority of those guys are players at key positions they want to fill. So Caleb McDowell's the guy that jumps out to me because I had mocked potentially for 25, but fell into the second round. And I don't think that's a horrible surprise. I thought it's somebody who makes sense for the Bears given that they were 27th against the run last season. This guy's a run stuffer who's a two-down player. I think he can become a three-down player at the NFL level with the right coaching. If Keaton McDonald's there, certainly if he falls to 57, to run that ticket in. But he's something I got my eye on as you look to the second round.
Yeah, there's a lot of names there. We'll go over those in a couple of minutes. But talk to me about what Hallis Hall was like today. I mean, obviously you were there. You mentioned Ryan Poles and his cot situation, but what was the vibe out there? Obviously, like you mentioned, right, it's 25, it's not top 10 like it's been in the last couple of seasons. Was there a different kind of feel up there?
Yeah, there's just not that much drama, and that's a great thing. Like, look, this is the luxury and the spoils of winning the NFC North and winning a playoff game for the first time in years, as opposed to being the team that's almost taken in the top five and the top 10. And I mean, goodness, I'm not covering a Bears draft in my time now going on to year 12 in the B, where they've been picking at the bottom of the first round. The only time they've picked this low is after trading out of the first round. So it was unique going into this draft thinking, you know, what's going to happen? And there's a lot of ambiguity and a lot of uncertainty, but you felt pretty confident, at least I did going into this, that it was going to be the best defensive player available. And there was scenarios where it could have been a Kaden Ponder, an offensive player, but it was most likely going to be something like this, where they stand back at the 25, take that best defensive player, and look, it was just kind of a subtle lead-up where you're following along, see what other teams are doing, and this is a good spot to be. You hope as a Bears fan that they're picking at the bottom of this first round or the last couple picks of the first round for many years
the next couple
beyond
seasons.
This here, because that means you're winning a lot of football games and doing things right.
Do you think Ben Johnson was smarting in the corner somewhere because they picked a defensive player as opposed to somebody on the offense?
Brian Smith had a great line to say that, like, he knows Ben Johnson so well. Now he can just feel the energy and feel his emotions as opposed to just hearing it said. Like, he was excited about him. This is a guy, I think they understand that he's on defense. And look, like, they weren't able to aggressively attack free agency at the level that they hoped. It's just the cap space was limited. They weren't going to make that big splash. Kobe Bryant was a fantastic pickup for this football team, but he came into this thing with the voids all around, and you knew that upgrading the defense was a priority. I'm sure Dennis Allen is thrilled now that he got Thiedemann alongside Kobe Bryant. That represents so many different things that DA can do with that Bears defense, and we're going to be sitting here 24 hours from now talking about what they do with those three picks on day two. I think you're certainly going to get an edge rusher in that mix. I think you're going to de-tackle out of that mix. We'll see what else comes of it. And there's trading potential, certainly, if you want to look to move up or move down. But I think you're going to feel really good about the chance for impact players as you look to 2026 by the end of tomorrow night.
I'm thinking about the upcoming season, right, Chris, and where the Bears are at as a team. Obviously, after losing a DJ Moore, losing guys on defense, you could just, you know, go down the list. And I'm trying to, you know, really, I haven't got there yet, but I'm trying to say to myself, like, is this team going to be better than last season? And the only metric I'm using is wins, right? Obviously, things happen in the NFL. You have a tougher schedule. But I'm looking at the overall team. And I know Caleb's there, but when you add a Dylan Thienemann and you look what is to come in, you know, in the rest of the draft, as you mentioned, with the upcoming picks in day two, is that a good expectation to have based off what's happened so far and what is to come that this Bears team, or should I be expecting, you know, a duplicate success?
I mean, look, they had a hard task to pay this offseason in terms of the salary cap and making those tough decisions. Losing DJ Moore was a tough blow for this team. They did not want to do that. They got rid of a captain in Tremaine Edmonds. But the biggest difference for this team now is on defense. And Ryan Poles didn't really hide his cards at the NFL Combine late February. He said they need to get faster and more athletic on defense. That's what they did. That involved parting ways with Edmonds and then Jaquan Brisker and Kevin Byard in free agency and bringing in Kobe Bryant and Devin Bush and adding speed all across this defense. And you see the difference in the identity. So if you want to make a case for this team being better, we'll see if it stacks up in the win column by the end of the year. But it's twofold for me. It's one, is this defense becoming a great strength and not just having the good fortunes of the takeaways and that aspect. It's this defense overall rising into the top 10 level in the league. And two, and most importantly, is Caleb Williams ascending in year three and building off what he did last season in year one with Ben Johnson, becoming that franchise quarterback that you expect him to be. And ultimately, I think that's going to be the dictating factor of the Bears' success or drop off in 2026 is where does Caleb Williams take them? Because the governor's off now. It's essentially year two with Ben Johnson, year three in the NFL. You want to see Caleb Williams ascend and take this team with him. There's reason to believe that's coming. I certainly believe that's coming from Caleb Williams. Off the back with improved defense and a young quarterback on the rise, you want to see this team take that next step, not just getting the divisional round, but winning there, getting the NFC title game, pushing toward a Super Bowl track. And there's reason to believe that can happen next year.
And with the, you know, the looming picks, that makes you wonder what type of talent they're looking for. You know, is it, Chris, high ceiling athletes, like you mentioned, getting faster? You know, is it, so are they looking in your mind for guys like that or high floor starters? Like what which one of the two do you think that is?
Ryan Poles, to his credit, you know, you're your best player available from general managers all across the league. He means it. They pick that. And you see the examples of that are Colson Loveland over Tyler Warren last year, taking Luther Burden in the second round when they were pretty well set at wide receiver. That was the best player available. They felt really good about that. A year later, you trade DJ Moore away and get a second round pick back because Luther Burden is that guy. So, and look, there might be some picks in the next 2 days where you say, they don't need that position. What are they doing? Like, that's just stay true to the board, stay true to best player available. But in a perfect world, you're able to mesh those needs of position versus top of the board, as we did this tonight with Dylan Thienemann. So I think Ryan Poles has his eyes lit up on some of these guys in the board, hoping to follow them at pick 57 and 60 and then into the third round beyond that. So there's going to be a lot of really intriguing players there for the Bears to take and some guys who can make a key difference for them next season.
Yeah, I think when you're looking at what is still left to come, you know, you got to be excited if you're a Bears fan. All right, Chris, while you were sitting in the, you know, draft room thinking about what was going on, any shocks for you? But, you know, 1 through 24 before the Bears got there, anything made you scratch your head?
You know, Ty Simpson to the Rams was certainly intriguing. Didn't see that one coming. I need to go back, and it looks like Sean McVay wasn't exactly through the moon in terms of that.
The press conference is hilarious, Chris. You got to
go back on that one.
Tight.
Yeah, and then the Titans going wide receiver in that spot, going with Cardale Tate. Like, that's an intriguing one. That was not something a lot of people saw coming. Look, hey, this is a guy with an Ohio State pedigree who's been a playmaker throughout his career. It's a clear investment in Cam Ward, your young quarterback. So that was unexpected. There was a lot of really talented defensive players on the board in that spot, but it's hard to argue with that if it makes Cam Ward better.
especially if they're believing in him to be that, then you got to get him some weapons. Chris, I appreciate you hanging out with me. Thanks for the stuff. Look forward to hearing your stuff tomorrow after the Bears have their three picks.
Take care.
What is Toyota affordability? It all starts with buying smart, and your Toyota dealer has great deals available to qualified customers on reliable cars and SUVs, including the redesigned RAV4, spacious Grand Highlander, sporty Camrys, and Corollas. It means driving for less with efficient hybrid and plug-in hybrid options available throughout the lineup, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, saving you money at the pump. And it means trading for more. Toyota is known for building long-lasting vehicles, and as the best resale value brand according to Kelley Blue Book, your Toyota can be worth thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicle's projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Books, KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Of course, Chris Emma, our Bears insider here on 104.3 The Score. Make sure you're following him on social media and getting all of his updates because he is in the thick of it. All right, phone lines are open. 312-644-6767. Where are my Bears fans at? Bears drafting Dylan Thienemann out of the University of Oregon. A guy who's a versatile safety, someone who can play both safety positions, the nickel position, and, you know, gives you some versatility, which is ultimately what Dennis Allen is looking for. You know, obviously, Chris pointed out that, you know, Ryan Poles wanted to get faster, wanted to get younger, and he did that, right? When you're thinking about Tremaine Edmonds to Devin Bush, when you're thinking about Kevin Byard to Kobe Bryant and Dylan Thienemann, I mean, you're making your strides there. But still a lot to go. I mean, it's interesting. NBC Chicago reported that he's the Bears' first-round defensive player since Roquan Smith in 2018 and the first-round safety since 1990. Is that Mike Brown? 1990?
I can look it up for you.
Thank you, Grant. Appreciate that. That would be insane if that's the case. But he definitely, you know, 4.35 40. He had the 41-inch vertical, like I mentioned, 10-foot 5-inch broad jump. He bench pressed the 18 times, 225, 18 times. So, you know, he's not just a workout guy, right? I mean, this is someone who was defensive freshman of the year, Big Ten freshman of the year when he was at Purdue. And then coming up, PFF ranked him as the number 2 safety in his class and the number 11 player on its predictive big board. And a lot of people didn't think that Dylan Thienemann was going to be available at 25. As Chris mentioned, Chris Emma mentioned that, you know, the Vikings, obviously their safety retired, and the assumption was that they were going to have someone to replace him, but they went defensive tackle trying to get on their line. But curious your thoughts. My Bears fans that are out there listening, I'm live and local for you, bro. I'm not trying to talk to myself, and Grant and I, we love each other, but we're not. We'd rather talk to you guys for the next 4 hours. So, again, phone lines are open, 312-644-6767. Let's go to Dave on the Northwest side. Dave, what's up, man? What's your thoughts on this Bears draft pick?
Listen, we lost the whole backfield of our defense, right? 19 interceptions. This guy is a ball hawk. You had to replace. This was a need that had to be done, right? Now, first of all, a pass rush, they've been drafting tackles and defensive linemen, and they do nothing. So this is about putting people in a place where the coach, defensive coach, can make this work. Just like last year, no pass rush, we led the league in turnovers, right? That's not going to happen again this year. And also, we won 7-8 games in the last 2 minutes last year. That's not going to happen too. So you have to start finding ways to put people in positions to win. You know, you replaced the need. You lost the whole backfield of safeties, Brisker, Birdall. Look, we have plenty of things on the offensive side. We don't need that, right? I don't want to hear about we need a wide receiver. No. We need you to watch this. Now the Bears next year, we were like 9th in scoring. What is the NFL? NFL is more scoring than defense. All you have to do is allow 20 points on defense, and with the Bears' offense as good as it's going to get, and hopefully better, they're going to score. They might be in the 30s.
Yeah, I mean it's ultimately what you want, right? To be able to, you know, defense wins championships, though. You know, so you got to stop those teams from putting up a ton of points. I guess my question to you, Dave, right, when you're obviously you're honing on the fact that the Bears need defense, but do you feel like they wasted a first-round pick, or do you feel like Dylan Thienemann is going to be the guy that's going to make a huge difference on this team?
Watch this. How can he not? Like I said, you just got rid of – this guy's going to step
that's
right
great.
In. That's a silly question to me. I mean, it's like, why? What do we need right now here? We lost, three, four. Are the people that left as the safeties and the cornerbacks, how many interceptions were there? 19?
A ton.
No. All right, now listen to me. So I went back to 85 Bears defense, right? They had 47 turnovers. 29 interceptions and 20 turnovers as far as fumbles. And they had a pass rush. We had 33 last year with no pass rush, which means it's all about the scheme and the blitzing. I mean, and you know, the whole blitzing thing, too. When you blitz, you know, you live by the blitz and you die by the blitz, too. So you have to have people that understand the in the backfield as safeties to understand. They have to be ball hawks.
As they should be. Dave, thanks for the call. I appreciate it, man. You bring up some great points.
No problem, brother. Have a good night.
Of course, you bring up great points. You know, the Bears defense certainly want to, you know, replace the bodies that you've lost. But you want not just replace. That's actually a poor word choice. You want to upgrade is what you ultimately want to do. And I think that's what the Bears did at the safety position. If you're looking at the two that they have now, and I love Jaquan Brisker. Kevin Byard's solid. But you're younger, you're faster, you're more athletic. It'll be interesting to see how they pair together. Let's go back out to the phone lines, 312-644-6767. Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you here on 104.3 The Score. Let's go to Sebastian out in Naperville. Sebastian, thoughts on the first pick our first pick for the Chicago Bears and Dylan Thienemann?
Hey, how you doing?
Chilling.
I would just like to say this right now, because I've been following the draft since I was a kid, forever.
Okay.
And I didn't even think we were even get this guy. The fact that the Bears got this guy and don't even understand how, like, immensely talented this guy is. Just not
what
just
stands out the most, Sebastian? What stands out the most to you?
His actual recognition. So he runs a 4.35, but he has a gameplay recognition that's amazing. So when, you know, back in the day, when you have a safety that runs 4.5, they can understand the game and they recognize plays earlier. They run like a 4.4. He runs a 4.35 and he understands the game and he can see angles better than before and just does this. He literally, his football speed is going to be incredible. All the scouting report says he's pretty, like, he has a high football IQ. But for him to understand the game, and you never see a safety at 4.35, 41-inch vertical, 10.5 broad, I'm sorry. And he came from Purdue, and then he did a whole different coaching system in Oregon. Oh, my God. I actually thought he was going to be gone in the top 15. I thought Minnesota was getting him, I believe, at like 16 or 18.
18.
The fact that he dropped to us at 25, because I thought the Bears might even trade down. I am ecstatic. And, yes, him and Kobe are like similar type of players. I think he's going to be more of a free safety. Kobe will be a strong safety. But this is for a day one pick. And I know people wanted to get an offensive tackle, all that stuff. I'm not sure with Caleb Lomo. I was not all there with at a left tackle. And apparently they're giving Braxton Jones another chance. And we got a couple options. But this pick, in terms of football IQ, measurables, and just it's to me, it's just I can't. Normally, every draft, there's always a number one player I wanted to get, and we never get them.
And this was the guy for you. I think when you're looking at 25, Sebastian, you know, it would have been the seventh best offensive tackle. It would have been the sixth best defensive edge. And instead, you get the second best safety in the draft, right? Because Caleb Downs obviously goes early. And outside of that, it's Dylan Thienemann. So everyone else is the one that keeps stockpiling other teams. And, you know, when you think about what Ryan Poles was saying, best player available, well, damn. Is the best player the second best safety versus the seventh best tackle, the sixth best, you know, defensive
edge?
Oh, my God.
I not only agree with you, I would even go this, and I love Caleb Downs, don't get me wrong. I'm not sure Thienemann's that off from Caleb Downs. You gotta understand, Caleb Downs is on a stacked team. They got like seven, like how many first rounders?
I know, it was insane,
eight?
Right?
I mean, that just makes it, I'm not taking anything away from him. But Thienemann on everything that he did, Big Ten Freshman Player of the Year, and he goes to a whole different system. Dennis Allen is gonna have a field day with the two players he have. And I know everyone's like, oh, we need an edge rusher. No, we really need a defensive tackle. Which I'm hoping, if we get a DT or defensive end, Gabe Jackus or Cade McDonald. I don't think Cade McDonald's going to actually slide that far. But we got two picks in the second. I am just best player available at a position of need. And don't get me wrong, I love Jaquan Brisker. What he did in the Rams game,
epic.
He was all world. It's insane.
Sebastian, it sounds like you're saying the Bears got the steal of the draft so far.
I think of one of the yes, I would be. I could not, and I followed the draft since I was a kid, and I'm talking a kid. I grew up, you know, I graduated high school in the 90s.
Sure.
This, like, I know from way you know how bad I was? I thought Tony Mandridge was the best offensive tackle since John Hanna, and I was so wrong on that. So I realized I don't know my stuff either. But to have Dylan Thielemann at 25 when I already thought it was I thought they had Harrison Smith. It's gone to Minnesota. I'm like, oh, they didn't pick it. And then, you know, the Rams picking Ty Simpson when they're – literally in playoff contention. I know Matt Stafford is saying he's all really happy about it, and, you know, I'm going to mold him. No, you got to got Kenyon Sadiq or something. I don't know what they were doing. I sometimes think those guys in here, they're way too smart for themselves. No, this is Matthew Stafford's a Hall of Famer, guaranteed first ballot. Bring him some players. But then again, remember back in the day, Aaron Rodgers was upset that Jordan Love got drafted when he wanted a player.
Yeah.
And the team was like thinking, hey, we need, you know, but, you know, they really believe. I'm never a fan of anyone that only played 50. He might be a four-year person, but only had 15 starts. Ty Simpson's, I wouldn't have wasted a 15th or 13th pick on that guy. But, you know, hey. Sean McVay is way smarter than I am, so I'm not going to argue that. We'll just argue it later. But the way the draft fell, for us to get Dylan Thielemann, to me, is one of the absolute steals of the draft at 25, when most projections are having him top 15, top 18, top 20 at the least.
Yeah, that definitely saw that out there. I appreciate the call, Sebastian. I think you're right. I think most people feel that way. I'm curious what your thoughts are. Do you think that Dylan Thielemann is going to be the steal of the first round? Second safety taken behind Caleb Downs. You saw what was there. I mean, there are players that were linked to the Chicago Bears, two of them specifically, that are still available in the draft. So there were guys available. And to Sebastian's point, Dylan Thielemann was mocked and a lot of drafts going in the top 20. Sitting at 25, the Bears ran to the podium to give their ticket on him. I'm curious your thoughts. Is he going to be the steal of the draft, similar to what some of you think about Colston Loveland last year? 312-644-6767. Your call's on the other side. It's Gabe Ramirez right here on 104.3 The Score.
What is Toyota affordability? It all starts with buying smart. And your Toyota dealer has great deals available to qualified customers on reliable cars and SUVs, including the redesigned RAV4, spacious Grand Highlander, sporty Camrys, and Corollas. It means driving for less with efficient hybrid and plug-in hybrid options available throughout the lineup, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, saving you money at the pump. And it means trading for more. Toyota is known for building long-lasting vehicles. And as the best resale value brand, according to Kelley Blue Book, your Toyota can be worth thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Books, KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances, trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.